Phone Boy Speaks, episode 449, Pairing with Strangers. I'm traveling this week, and of course, one of the things you have to deal with when you travel is rental cars. And, you know, I mean, I've the nice thing about rental cars, or dealing with enough rental cars, is that you get to see all the new cars and actually drive them, as opposed to, you know, when you go to a car dealer and have to, you know, and you get pressured into, you know, the test drive and the conversations and stuff. You know, you get to play with it on your own. Well, you know, I had some fun trying to get the car started because it was one of those cars that had a keyless ignition. And I always forget you have to hold the brake down and push a button, which, you know, I don't know. To me, that seems kind of counterintuitive, whatever. I guess it makes sense in some way, shape, or form. But the other problem, of course, I had was hooking my phone up to the audio system. And you know, I think a lot of cars now have, you know, some sort of in-dash system that might have Bluetooth or USB or some combination of the two. And lo and behold, the challenge that, you know, that you have is, of course, you have to pair with this car that's not really yours. I mean, it's yours for a couple days, but, you know, how do you know that somebody hasn't hacked the Bluetooth and you know, is going to suck all your data out? In fact, you know, when I did this with the phone, it actually took my last several calls. I'm like, wait a minute, I don't want that on the thing at all. And when it asked if I wanted to download my phone book, I'm like, no, I don't want you to do that. There's no reason to do that. And anyway, but I also went and looked, and I realized that, well, I'm not the only person who's you know, paired their Bluetooth with this car. And of course, it's got, you know, there's a half a dozen other people. I went and deleted the other car, you know, the other folks from the car. And I'll got to remember to make sure I delete mine once it's done, because it says, you know, delete all data, including all the contacts and stuff. Okay, well, that's at least as good, right? Once you delete the phone, It supposedly deletes all the information that it derived from that phone, but I have my doubts. I mean, it could still be somewhere. So, you know, I guess it's like anything, right? When you connect to an unknown device, you know, you're connecting wirelessly, you're connecting to an unknown device, you know, who knows? I mean, even the USB port that's on the car could be, you know, compromised, right? And suck data that way. You know, there's all kinds of ways that your phone could be compromised. And again, when you have physical access, kind of all bets are off. And if you even in close wireless proximity, you know, all bets are off. So, you know, as always, keep your, use your Bluetooth, you know, sparingly. Don't, you know, but I guess, I don't know. I mean, it's the old security over convenience question. Is it worth the risk that if, you know, a little bit of data off of my phone might get leaked onto the car, you know, versus the convenience of being able to actually hear my podcast as I'm driving or whatever. So it's, you just have to be careful, and it's getting more and more complex now as you know, the cars now are interconnected. And of course, now the cars, if they have internet connectivity, I mean, they're going to be hacked too. So it's, you never know these days. And it's one of those things, you know, I guess you just, you have to be mindful of it. And you know, maybe I guess just say no, if you're concerned about it. And that's, you know, like, and so, yeah, you don't get the convenience, but at least your data doesn't get sucked off the phone accidentally.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.